Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, America and around the world. The SRI Label Group, Wildlife Educational Services, and Blog Talk Radio presents Larry and Cheryl Batson discovering our wild world and the music of the SRI Label Group. It's time for animal tracks, wildlife conversation, and great music. Join us and enjoy Larry Batson's Wild World Animal Tracks.
Hello, everyone, from the remote jungles of Clinton Falls, Indiana. It is Wednesday night for Wild World Animal Tracks with myself and Cheryl Batson. Good evening, Cheryl.
Good evening.
Yeah. From Blissa Little SRI, we've got a great ghost guest tonight. Cody Herring from Audiodacity. And also, we're going to talk about fishing tonight here on Blog Talk Radio. From the Electric Flag here on Blog Talk Radio. The SRI Label Group is our underwriter for Wild World Animal Track. And the SRI Label Group is for people that love all music, rock, jazz, blues, country. It's all there. Artists in their classic recordings, best of ELO, Little Richard Live, Chambers Brothers, Hall & Oates, a catalog of thousands of recordings available for download or just to listen to. Explore an amazing music collection at the best musical site, the SRI Label Group. Check it out today, srirecords.com. Guitar player for Indy's best band, Audiodacity, Cody Herring's here tonight with us talking fishing. He's Indiana DNR and music here on Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, Code.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome. So, well, first of all, we saw the pictures, didn't we, Cheryl, of your fishing trip, and we want to hear about that.
Yeah, that was that's the second year I've done that. It is just an incredible, incredible experience. We go up to Baldwin, Michigan, which is in the Huron-Manistee National Forest, and we stay in this cabin on 7 miles of shoreline and fish the Pierre Marquette River for king salmon. And I'm telling you, it is the most insane experience trying to catch one of those fish in that river, I tell you.
So how big were those fish? I saw pictures. Did you guys weigh them?
No, I did not weigh them. I fish quite often, and on one of my recent fishing adventures, I dipped my scale into the water, and it no longer works. So, but I think they ranged anywhere from, I'd say, 20 to 28 pounds. They were enormous, enormous fish.
Yeah, those were
and
nice.
And fighting against that extremely swift current was...
And cold water.
Very cold water, indeed.
Yeah. So I assume you guys had lots of fresh fish to dine on while you were up there, huh?
We did, yeah. The other guys were catching some really nice brown trout, and we ate like kings every single night, and we played music every night. Everybody that goes on the trip is a musician, so we all sit and play guitar and sing and have a few whiskeys and wake up and repeat.
Wow. Sounds like a good time. So, and that also ties in with your work with the Indiana DNR.
Yeah, yeah. They keep me pretty busy.
So what's that entail? What do you? I know you were at the Indiana State Fair this year teaching youngsters how to fish. How'd that go?
That went really well. We have 17 days out at the State Fair, 27 sessions, and upwards of 3,500 kids that come through that time period. A lot of them, it's their very first time fishing. It's a pretty rewarding experience. We do all kinds of things like that. We were at this convention today. It's like a big job fair called JobSpark, and there were like, I think like 5,000 kids each day, and they had to go and, you know, check out all these different places that they could possibly, you know, pursue as far as careers go, and we were one of them there. We kind of ran them through the life of a fisheries biologist, and it was pretty neat.
So how many kids were snagged during the fair? My gosh, I can't even imagine.
Surprisingly enough, not many, surprisingly enough. We do use barbless hooks, which is great. They, not only is it easier on the fish, but it is easier on your clothes and skin.
Yeah, that's real. What were you saying, Cheryl?
That's why they're there, to teach the children, not to get snagged.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, we use cane poles, so, there's no rod or there's just a rod. There's no reel, so are avoided just with that.
Well, you'll be using that when you have your little whippersnapper.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All those teaching moments.
Yeah, Cody's going to be a dad here, what, 8 months or so?
Less than that. It's creeping up fairly quickly. January 20th, I'm expecting my first, and expecting a little girl.
Oh
my gosh, you better go buy a shotgun now and keep that.
I know, I told Maddie, my wife, I told her, I said, I'm buying a shotgun just so I can clean it out in front of her boyfriends. That's it.
But you can always bring her to our house. We have things that we can feed him, you know, too. We can, you know. We have.
Yeah, I'll bring him out to your place. That'll scare the daylights out of him, that's for sure.
Keep him in check, for sure.
Well,
let him stand by one of those tiger cages for a couple minutes and see how long he lasts.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do, Cheryl?
I have to go take care of the screaming monkey.
Oh, I hear the screaming baboon. All right. We'll be,
a day in the life of Larry the Animal Guy, huh?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, somebody's got to do it, I guess. But, yeah, that's really cool. You're working with the DNR. Of course, that's a big responsibility. You're a mentor for lots of youngsters that want to take up fishing as a hobby, or, you know, even some of them as a profession one day.
Yeah. I'm very, very fortunate. I have great management that's given me all the opportunities in the world. And I'm an assistant sport fishing educator. I mean, you can't really have a cooler title than that. You know what I mean? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know.
It's
well,
my
I,
job
I,
to sell Indiana fishing.
Well, it's not hard to do, is it?
Oh, there's some great opportunities here.
I mean, and you know, that little stretch of Eagle Creek that you went fishing at this summer and caught all those smallmouth bass, you know, your Uncle Alan and I went fishing back there one night and discovered that was a tremendous smallmouth bass fishing area. And
there are some big fish in that area.
Well, I hooked onto one that night, and I just saw the reflection of it. As soon as I saw the reflection, I thought, oh, my Lord, about that time it got off the hook. But I think we caught our limit in like 45 minutes just floating minnows down through those pools back there. So it was cool.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I mentioned
it's tucked away, too. It's nice.
Yeah, it's kind of hidden. There's not a lot of people that go fishing back there, is there?
No.
Maybe there is. No. Well, as I mentioned earlier, Coach. Yeah, well, that's probably true. Yeah, I'm sure people have discovered how great a fishing it is back there. Absolutely. But as I mentioned earlier, Cody Herring is the guitar player for Audiodacity. As far as I'm concerned, the best darn band in Indianapolis. What a group. Introduced the band.
We appreciate that.
Well, it's true. It's an absolute fact. In fact, we play a song on, the song we play on Radio Mom, 91.1 FM, is still on our playlist. So, on a roll. I couldn't think of it. I had a mind fade. But here's Audiodacity. It's going to be on your new album, Set Yourself Free.
Yeah, Set Yourself Free is the name of the song. It's written by our drummer and one of our lead vocalists, Adam Widget.
Cool. There's Audiodacity on Blog Talk Radio.
Of time. know you feel like you have your back against the wall.
This is Shelley Leibowitz, and you're listening to my friends Cheryl and Larry Batson on Animal Tracks here on Blog Talk Radio.
Brand new song by Audiodacity out on their new album that'll be released shortly, I assume, and pretty darn good, Cody. My goodness.
Like that song?
Yeah. What Cheryl give grade that song?
I think it's excellent, of course. I have a question.
Sure.
You say that the drummer, I forget his name, and Adam wrote that.
Adam?
Do you write, Toby? Have you written?
My contributions are more on chord structure and helping build the song in that aspect. Jason will help develop a lot of the chords, and usually it's either Ben or Adam that'll bring a vocal line to us, and then we'll all just kind of get together and try to figure out how to build a song around the melody that they sing with their vocal lines.
Well, that's cool. I always wonder how it comes first, the music or the song. So it's basically...
I mean, it varies, but most of the time that's kind of how it goes. Adam is a machine.
He
can just pump out songs like it's nobody's business. It's absolutely absurd. And they're all fantastic.
Well, one of the best live bands you'll see is Audiodacity.
Fun.
Yeah, they are fun. And
we don't get out much, and we go see them.
You know, that's right, Jill. Yeah, we don't go anywhere and to see music, not unless it's Audiodacity. Of course, we haven't seen them in a while. I think the last time we saw them was at the Vogue.
They're
a big deal. They draw big crowds. Now, Wisconsin has taken them, and Michigan, I understand, and they're spreading their wings. And you guys went south, too, if I remember right.
Yeah, we've been really busy. We're working on conquering the Midwest, if you will. We're weekend warriors. You know, we all work full-time jobs, but on the weekends we're touring as much as we can. So we've been fortunate. We've gone to Appleton, Wisconsin for the Mile of Music, which is an incredible festival. There's, you know, 200 bands, and they treat you like royalty, and it's all original music. They forbid cover music. It's a wonderful festival to go to. That's a great one. We also got to play the Peoria Blues and Heritage Festival this year, which was really cool. We got to, you know, have our names on a bill with the likes of Buddy Guy, Robert Cray, Ben Folds, Fabulous Thunderbirds, Shooter Jennings, all kinds of people. It was a really, really neat experience.
Name dropping.
He's name dropping.
That's right.
Oh, my.
Drop them when you got them.
That's right.
Absolutely. That's called PR, because that's the coolest thing. As you go up the ranks and you guys get bigger and bigger, some of the stars you'll have a chance to work with, and you'll realize, well, we're as good as they are.
I don't know about that, but hey, we aspire to be, right?
right.
Well, it's your passion. I mean, like you said, every one of them, you guys are great musicians, and you know, that's a pretty good deal. Let's see, well, there's five guys in the band?
That's right.
To put five people together and have them survive and not want to kill each other is...
Oh, we
want to
kill each other sometimes, but, you know, we're all best friends. You know, we've all known each other for a really, really long time. And, you know, we butt heads, but we all love each other more than anything.
Yeah. Well, you and Ben Jarvis, the trumpet and lead singer, I guess you'd call him the lead. Well, he's not really the lead singer. He's one of those vocalists, I should say. You guys went to college together, right?
Oh, more than that. Both me, Ben, and Jason all went to high school together. And I think even Jason and Ben had some elementary school time together. You know, like I said, it's been a really long time. Ben and I started hanging out, and I think it was like towards the end of junior high school and into the early years of high school. And we've been best friends for a really long time. So
friends.
Well, that makes them.
We picked up Adam at BSU.
I'm sorry?
We picked up Adam at Ball State.
Oh, okay. Well, Adam's a troublemaker amongst the bunch.
Because we both did.
Yeah. Now we're all troublemakers. But he's no slacker.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to play a little something from the SRI catalog. We're going to continue to talk to Cody Herring from Audacity. In fact, we've got another track planned a little bit later in the program. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio here, and Larry and Cheryl Batson's Animal Tracks here on Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, you know, sometimes I feel like that too. We'll be right back.
In fact, I can almost hear the Audacity guys doing that arrangement. You know what I'm saying?
That's a pretty cool arrangement.
Isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Little
right at the end, because he goes, I like that. I like that.
Gotta love us, some Ray Childs. You're listening to Larry and Cheryl Batson on
and Cody
Herring as well here on the Blog Talk Radio.
SRI Jazz is proud to present their newest release, This is Ray Brown Jr. That's right, Ella Fitzgerald's son continues to entertain audiences with his warm and charming vocals, making this one of the best vocal jazz albums of the year. Here are some sample tracks from the album. Visit our website to hear all of them in their entirety. Just go to srirecords.com or click on the banner in your media player now.
It's wonderful, marvelous, you should care for me. Awful nights, paradise, what I love to see. My baby, when she walks by, all the bells go, I know why. Simply 'cause that girl's so fine. If she'd ever leave me, I'd lose my mind. She's got the kind of loving, kissing and a hugging. Sure, he's mellow. Glad that I'm a fella, and I know, 'cause she knocked me off my feet. Have mercy on me. I know for certain, one I love. I'm through with flirting. It's you that I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving. Say, take the A train to go to Sugar Hill, way up in Harlem.
You've been listening to a few sample tracks from the new album, This is Ray Brown Jr. You can hear all the songs in their entirety at srirecords.com. Support jazz music today at srirecords.com. Consideration provided by SRI Jazz.
SRI Label Group is our underwriter for Wild World's Animal Tracks here on Blog Talk Radio. Check it out, everybody. The site is srirecords.com. Lots of great music, jazz, country, blues, rock. It's all there. And we love our CEO, Shelley Leibowitz.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. And he'll be on the show here in the next few weeks. And he's part of musical history, isn't he, Cheryl?
Yeah, you may think you're cool, but you'll never be Shelley Leibowitz cool.
Isn't that the truth? Mm-hmm. Speaking of cool, we got Cody Herring with us from the band Audacity. In Indianapolis, in my opinion, best band.
That's right.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, Cody, I remember we were talking fishing a little bit earlier, and I don't know if you've heard about this story from your granddad, old Mr. Herring, when we took a little fishing excursion up to Michigan.
I might have. Is this the one where, wasn't my uncle Morris involved?
Well, what was involved is we went up to a lake up in Marquette, Michigan, and they made a mistake inviting me on that trip.
They did that quite a bit, didn't
they? Yeah, they made that mistake several times. Yeah. And we were walking along the edge of the water, and we found an old end of a rod that someone had abandoned. It was not very good shape. So for some reason, a little voice told me to hang on to that rod and take it back to
you. Because he's a troublemaker.
I am a troublemaker. Well, your granddad, he had bought a brand new Zetco outfit for this fishing trip.
What did we call him?
We called him Hap. Yeah. God love Hap, man. He was just the best. And so he was certainly proud of that rod. One night we're around the campfire and we're having a little snack, and we took that old rod tip and put it in Hap's fishing rod's new apparatus there. And we put a couple marshmallows on that old rod tip, and we sent, we called him Moggy. up to the campfire to be roasting some marshmallows. And I can still remember your granddad looking up and going, man, he says, I sure would like to have one of them marshmallows. And it's going to happen here soon. And Maurice just kept cooking them marshmallows, and all of a sudden he took a closer look at what he was using as a handle. Then he thought his I can't say what Hap said, but he was chasing Morris Lynn around the campfire, and it was a moment of hilarity, you know, and
not for Morris,
not for Hap either.
No.
Luckily, Moggy could outrun him, so he stayed. He kept his distance, but my gosh!
Did we ever share the marshmallows?
Oh, I'm sure we did, but that was also the same trip that we took up there that we were gathering firewood. Your Uncle Alan was with me, and we were gathering firewood, and we were walking back to camp at night, and all I said was the word bear. I dropped my firewood and started running, and pretty soon Alan was beside me, and he was passing me up. And I said, did you see that? And he says, yeah, I saw that bear. And so I didn't say any more about it. I just went to the tent, got my sleeping bag, and hid. And next thing I know, he went and told your granddad, and they had the sheriff's department, the conservation people, looking for the bear, the DNR from Michigan. Yeah, they were looking for the bear. And every time they'd come to my tent, peek their head in, they'd say, Larry, did you see a bear? The only thing I would ever say was, ask Alan. Go ask Alan.
Well played.
Yeah. Well, I kept...
But the problem in that story,
yeah,
is you're supposed to be, oh, it doesn't matter if you're faster than the bear, you're just faster than your friend.
Got him and eaten. Uh-huh. Yeah,
I know. Thank goodness there wasn't.
Well, that's true. And I would have... I probably wouldn't have warned Alan if there really was a bear. I would have just took off on my own and not done anything.
So how could Cody not be a troublemaker?
Well, that's true. It's in the bloodline. You know, that's pretty much...
Not your fault, Cody.
But that's,
yeah, I know. I can't help it. That's right. That's my excuse. I'm sticking to it.
Absolutely. Use it. I'll back you up.
So we're talking to Cody Herring, lead guitar player for, well, co-guitar player with Audiodacity, because Jason plays guitar as well.
Well, that's not all he plays.
Well, I know. And he's also, what else does Jason play? He plays horn.
Well, we're talking to Cody.
Cody plays trumpet along with the.
He plays what he makes it.
Yeah, whatever's required. And
that's right.
So you and Ben are horn players. Do you learn from one another? How's that work out?
Yeah, Ben and I have an interesting dynamic. That's how we met, because I told this story at his wedding. I was the best man at his wedding, and I came in my freshman year, and I was supposed to be the next big upcoming trumpet player, right? I was first chair. It was really exciting. And then along comes Ben. And Ben is a fantastic trumpet player, and they all love him. So the next, where I was at, it was 7 through 9 in junior high school, and then we did 10 through 12 at high school. So I went to high school, and the same thing. He's a year younger than me, so he was still at Fulton, and so I'm the next big upcoming thing. It was very exciting. You know, I was really excited. The very next year, Benjamin Jarvis comes along, and the teacher fell in love with him. And I mean, completely stole my thunder. It was first chair everywhere. He's a fantastic trumpet player. Same thing happened at Ball State. He got there a year after me. I was one of the next big upcoming things. He did it to me three times. Three times. We still stayed best friends through all this.
How does that happen?
He's just good. He's excellent.
Well, I mean, how do you stay friends after all this animosity amongst one another?
You're right. He's such a jerk. Gosh, what am I thinking?
Yeah. I mean, as great as he is, we might not be able to like him anymore.
No, but all the guys are good guys.
Yeah,
we love some audio nasty. We're talking to Cody Herring, guitar player, also sportsman for the Indiana DNR. What a wild combination. He plays music and he also fishes and teaches fishing for the Indiana DNR. What's that official title again?
I am a sport fishing educator for the state of Indiana.
Wow, that's pretty darn cool. Hey,
I sure think so.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know what Mel Torme would say about that, don't you, Cheryl?
No.
He'd say Cody Herring has a world on a string.
I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life. I'm in love. I got a song that I sing. I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see? I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing. As long as I hold the string, I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life. I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing. As long as I hold the string, I'd be a crazy so-and-so if I should ever let go. I have got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world. Look at that beautiful girl. What a wonderful life. I'm in love.
Well, what about that? Cody, do you ever listen to the old music to get any ideas for the anything that you guys do?
I do, yeah. I frequent Otis Redding. I love Otis, and I love a whole bunch of old tunes. I mean, tell me what Otis wrote,
now.
You know, famous songs.
There you go. I mean, that has a little bit of everything, doesn't it? As far as the horns.
Yeah.
We've lost Lair for a moment because he's doing the monkey now. The monkey is always the boss around here. We just work here for him. You'll know. You'll have a child soon, so you'll know.
Yep, I will have my own little monkey running around.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to take care of them all right away or they keep screaming at you. My God. Your little monkey doesn't bite sometimes. Well, maybe they do.
It'll be a while before those teeth come in. So.
That's right. Well, that's just beyond cool. So who's your favorite megastar that you've met doing this Audiodacity concerts and things?
Well, some of my favorite folks that I met were from the band Here Come the Mummies, which if you haven't spent some time listening to those guys, they are just one of the most incredible bands of all time as far as musicianship goes. They're raunchy, and they have a good time on stage, and their stage performance is just incredible. They're all like studio musicians and such. They're just incredible.
Yeah.
They're fun. They're great to watch.
Hey, we've got a call in for the Animal Tracks hotline, the 317 area code. Let's see who we got on the line. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Who's this?
This is that guy you were talking some mad stuff about just a minute ago.
Yeah, that jerk that stole my trumpet spot. Scott.
It's first chair guy.
It's Ben.
There he is.
It was all good.
How's it
though,
going?
Man. Good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Having a great night. Enjoying the show.
Well, thank you. We're playing. Did you check out the Ray Charles version of Eleanor Rigby?
Yeah, that was very cool. I've never heard that before.
Yeah,
I haven't heard that either.
That's Shelley Leibowitz.
Yeah, that's Shelley Leibowitz. That's our record. I'll tell you, that'd be a good tune for the Audacity guys to do. That'd be cool.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
your original.
You know, you guys are master songwriters. I mean, and the arrangements you do are stellar. And when I say the best darn band in Indianapolis, I mean it. I mean for a long time, because there's been a history of some pretty darn good. Well, John Mellencamp stole most of the musicians for his band from bands in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, from Faith Band and Roadmaster, and you guys are just up there with those guys. I mean, very, Audacity. And like I said earlier, we're still playing the. We're still playing. We need some new tunes for Radio Mom to play. That's for darn sure.
I think did Cody bring a couple in there for you for tonight?
Yeah, we heard "Set Yourself Free." That's a good tune, Ben. Nice job on that,
thanks.
And Adam. Yeah, it's great. It's outstanding. Cheryl says it's a rocker. Oh, she didn't say that.
I've never heard me ever say something.
No, it is kind of geeky, wasn't it?
Yeah, sounds like
something I'd say. I know. How about Ben, and you guys stick around for a little bit? We'll listen to a little Audacity here on Blog Talk Radio. Cheryl and Larry Batson's Animal Tracks.
Preconceived notions of what maybe an American has a seat. Listen in. Do you really think you're better than the person working hard every day just to be a good citizen? You walk tall, but you're standing on the shoulders of the shutdown. Stepped on men and thinking twice about it. Then the second you're offended, you want to pretend this is your land and you can make us be without it. Now you think you can decide how the lives of the people should be led when your eyes want to lie about the truth. You just want to run and hide in your youth with your parents saying it's okay to feel the need to any point of view. When you disagree, you're another kind of pedigree. True American, you will never see all the beauty in the different ways to be a human being. Every straight, yeah.
Oh, audio dance with Deep Freedom. Good job, Ben.
Here's what
hey,
I
thanks.
Have to, the song.
What do you got to say?
I think that's quite the song stew.
Song stew?
Yeah, there's such a mix in that song.
There is.
There's a little almost Latin, little mummies.
Yeah.
Little bare naked ladies by the quick voices.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, it's a good tune there, guys.
Nice job, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks. And also, what about that bass line? My gosh.
Oh,
yeah,
Mikey, don't give him too much credit.
Go ahead. What were you saying?
Oh, I said don't. You don't want to give him too much credit. His head's already pretty big as it is.
Uh-oh. Well, that's okay. We have Larry on here, too.
Yeah, my head gets big. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean,
you guys are good. You're good.
Yeah, that's
well, especially first chair. What can they say?
Well, first chair. doesn't get any better now.
He will be to me first chair.
Well, I have to tell you guys, I was in All City Orchestra when I was in high school on the violin. And I was second violin, so the parts were boring. And I would actually look over the shoulder of the first violinist and read his music and play their parts.
he stole first chair.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't right.
Yeah, he stole it. That's right.
I did. You know, the second part.
Trouble.
It was boring. I just did that. Of course, when we'd play an orchestra, I'd always say, "God, why did they leave these squeaky darn violins out of this deal? Keep the brass and the drums."
Violins. There's definitely a learning curve with those stringed instruments.
Yeah. Well, I will say, when as I grew up, my dad told me one time, he said, "One thing about when you learn the violin, you never squeak." So I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
Well, he played Brie on the violin. That's a flute song.
Oh, Jethro Tull?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
well,
strange.
Anyway.
Is that strange? I think it's strange.
Yeah, well, whatever. So, Ben, are you with Cody? Who's the coolest people that you've had a chance to meet? All these guys you've been playing with. The Mummies?
Yeah, the Mummies were Mummies are pretty awesome.
We've dealt with their public relations department, and they're really quite sincere when they hide their identities of who's playing in the band. In fact, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, they're very secretive about it. But say that time we played with them, we actually saw them, unwrapped, and it was bizarre. It was like seeing a bunch of people naked. I felt like we were seeing something we weren't supposed to be seeing, but they were all incredibly nice guys.
And they are actually like mummies. Yeah. As soon as they take that off, they're like rotting.
They're shriveled up. But they're
being in that costume. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was all my thoughts about the whole darn deal and here come the mummies is how do they laundry those things?
Well, we built yours. You could do that one.
Yeah. That's true, but I always wondered. I said, "Gosh, how would you wash the mummy costume?" And especially after some of the summer games they have to play. But anyway, so what's next for Audiodacity?
Well, we got some pretty big things in the works. We're just in the works of booking a couple more shows for October, Halloween time. We'll be announcing that pretty soon. All I'm going to say is we've been working with a sax player, and it's looking promising, but that's all I'm going to say because we're still in the beginning phases. So look forward to that. There might be some guest appearances on the stage with Audiodacity in the very near future.
Well, that'd be cool. So it's hard. I bet it's hard to find a sax player. I mean, it's not like there's a gazillion guitar players out there, huh? But as far as sax players, I would think it'd be tough.
There are few and far between, but
it has not been easy.
Well, you guys.
Ben, how long has it been?
It's been over a year and a half since Skirv left the band.
Well,
we've been doing the five piece.
You know, you get a sixth guy in there, you have to divvy up the funds a little slimmer. So.
It's true, but the sound gets so much fatter. I mean, all these tracks that you've heard of ours have been with the six of us. We've only done the five pieces, as a live thing. So it definitely makes a lot of difference having another horn player in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that, absolutely. Well, anyway, band's Audiodacity. I was thinking about going fishing. We've been talking to Cody, and I've been about going fishing? 20 years. 20 years. And I can remember I went fishing every day. So I may have to go fishing here soon.
You're going to have to go fishing.
Yeah, well, if you need some company, I know a guy that's obsessed with fishing.
Cody Herring.
That's right.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm telling you. So where would you suggest that we go fishing there, Code?
Let's see. You're out by Raccoon Lake, right?
Yeah.
That's a fantastic fishery. Lots of really great largemouth bass. There's shoreline access. If you're really feeling crazy, the striper are in there. Our current state record striped bass comes out of Cecil Hardin out there. So I think it was 43 pounds, but you might have to double-check our fishing regulation guide on that one.
Yeah. That's a big fish, I'm telling you. Especially
it's a very big fish.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, Coda, we appreciate it. Ben, thanks for joining in on the deal. It was fun, absolutely. And Audiodacity, you guys are just great. Just great.
Thanks, man. Great talking to you.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to finish up tonight with that Audiodacity tune we heard the first of the hour because I can't get enough.
That's a great
tune. Here's the Audiodacity. Set yourself free. Have a great night, everybody. And you've been listening.
Guys.
Thank you, Ben and Cody. You're listening to Larry
and
Cheryl on Animal Track.
Living in time.